Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
And today, as according to the Bible Presbyterian tradition, is Reformation Sunday.
今天根据我们笃信圣经长老会的传统呢，我们要来纪念宗教改革。
Today we remember the 16th century Reformation.
今天我们要来纪念这16世纪的宗教改革。
Which according to church historians,is the second greatest revival after Pentecost itself.
那根据教会的历史学家呢，是在五旬节之后呢，这是第二次，基督教历史上第二次最大的一个事迹。
For before the Reformation, the church was in great spiritual darkness.
因为在宗教改革之前呢，教会就陷入了属灵的黑暗。
Why so?
为什么是这样呢？
Because the Bible was hidden from the people.
因为圣经，因为普通人不能够读到圣经。
The Roman Church, when it was first formed in the first century, was actually a very good church.
罗马教会在第一世纪成立的时候是一个好的教会。
And that is why we have the epistle written to Rome in our Bible.
所以为什么在我们圣经里就有保罗写给罗马的书信。
But over the centuries, the Roman church start to degenerate.
但是过了几个世纪，罗马教会就开始腐败了。
Instead of going according to God's word, they rather look to men.
他们没有根据神的话，而是根据人的话。
Instead of looking to the Bible, they rather look to the Pope.
他们没有根据圣经，而是根据教宗。
Instead of following the teachings of the truth, they rather go according to their own thinking.
他们没有根据圣经的真理，而是根据自己的想法。
And so what we have before the Reformation is that they hid the Bible from the people.
所以在宗教改革之前呢，老百姓就不能够读到圣经。
Why so?
为什么是这样呢？
Because they knew that if the people read the Bible,
因为他们知道，如果普通老百姓能够读到神的话语，
it will expose the error of the Roman Catholic Church.
就会揭穿他们许多的恶行。
And so they banned the Bible from people to read.
所以他们禁止人们读圣经。
If you read the Bible, you can go to jail.
如果你读圣经的话，你就能被去到监狱里。
And you are not allowed to translate the Bible.
你也不被允许去翻译圣经。
The Bible originally was written in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
当时圣经是亚兰文、希腊文和希伯来文的原文写成的。
The Old Testament in Hebrew.
旧约是用希伯来文写成的。
And Aramaic.
还有亚兰文。
And the New Testament was written in Greek.
而新约是由希腊文写成的。
Now, I don't think anyone here can read Hebrew.Aramaic and Greek, maybe with the exception of Yahweh.
那么除了亚会弟兄，我们当中可能多数人都不能读希伯来文、希腊文或者亚兰文。
And so it was the case for the people of that time.
那么当时候的人也是这样子的。
The only way people can know God's word is for God's word to be translated.
他们能要来明白神的话语，唯有神的话语是被翻译的。
The Roman Catholic Church did not want the people to know God's word.
但是当时罗马天主教会不允许人们来认识神的话语。
And so they banned the translation of the Bible into the known languages of the people.
他们禁止圣经被翻译成当时人们通用的话语，通用的语言。
And so the people did not know God's word.
所以人们不认识神的话语。
So whose word was exalted?
那么他们高举谁的话呢?
Man's word was exalted.
他们高举人的话。
But you may say, what's the big deal?
你说这有什么关系呢?
Just words, isn't it?
只是话而已。
You know, one young member in our church, told me this.
我们教会一个年轻的会友这样告诉我。
He said when he reads books, he doesn't like a lot of words.
他说他喜欢读那些不是很多字的书。
He likes pictures.
他喜欢有图片。
So maybe he is thinking now, what's the big deal?
所以他可能就想，这有什么关系呢？
But I'm sure he loves the Bible. He told me so.
但是我相信他深爱神的话语，他这样告诉我。
Well, words are important.
话，言语是非常重要的。
As we go for, as we live from day to day, we cannot avoid interaction with words.
在我们每一天生活中，我们都要跟言语打言辞打交道。
How do we communicate with one another?
我们怎样彼此有沟通呢？
Do we not use words?
我们不是通过话语来这么做吗？
When you drive, when you see the signboards, do you not see words?
你在驾车的时候，你也是看到路上的那些标志。
When you read the newspaper or when you switch on the TV to hear the news, do you not read and hear words?
不管你是看报纸或者听新闻，你都跟这个言语有交道。有打交道。
Words are everywhere.
到处都是言语。
Like it or not, you have to deal with words.
不管你喜欢与否，你都要去面对它。
And words can be very powerful.
而言语是可以非常强而有力的。
Words can build up a person.
它可以建立一个人。
But words can also kill.
它也可以杀害一个人。
And so there is a saying in English,The pen is mightier than the sword.
所以英语就有一句谚语，就是说人的话呢会比剑还为更为坚韧。
And sometimes in life we can endure sicknesses.
所以是在我们生命中，我们可以忍受疾病。
We can endure people hitting us.
我们可以忍受人击打我们。
But when people use words against us, we cannot take it.
但是当人用话来重伤我们，我们就受不了了。
The kind of emotional distress can kill a person.
这样我们的情绪就会极度的波动，可能就会伤害我们了。
And you can also use words to slander a person so that a person can not live.
你也可以用话来毁谤一个人，使到这个人不能继续的生活下去。
Words are important.
话语，言语是非常重要的。
And this is the case as we see in, as we see in Psalm 12.
我们在诗篇十二篇就可以看到这一点。
For in Psalm 12, the theme is really man's word against God's word.
因为诗篇十二篇呢的主题就是人的话对抗神的话。
And from verses 1 to 5, we see the failure of man's words.
从第一节到第五节，我们看到人言语的失败。
Verse 1, Help Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men.
第一节，耶和华啊，求你帮助，因虔诚人断绝了，世人中间的忠信人没有了。
The one who wrote these words is none other than King David.
写这段经文的就是大卫王了。
And King David was known to be a good king.
大卫王是一个良善的国王。
And you would think that alongside a good king, you would be surrounded by good people.
你会认为他周遭的人都是良善的人。
Who will want to bring down a good king?
所以要使一个良善的国王不能再继续做王呢？
Apparently, many people would want to bring him down.
很显然的，很多人想要这样做。
And that is why in verse 1, David cried, Save Lord!
所以在第一节，大卫王就求告耶和华说：“耶和华啊，求你帮助。”
And the word Lord, L-O-R-D, is Jehovah. In the Mandarin, is exactly Jehovah.
在英文里面的 L-O-R-D 就是我们中文圣经翻译的耶和华。
What does the name Jehovah means?
耶和华这个名字是什么意思呢？
It refers to God being the faithful one.
这里耶和华就是指上帝是一个有是一个忠心的。
He existed even before time itself.
他在时间之前已经存在了。
And it will continue to exist even unto eternity.
神也会继续存在直到永恒。
And whatever he says in his words, you can trust him to keep.
而他在他的圣经，他的所每一句的言语呢，他都会保。
And when you are,
他会保守。
And when you are surrounded by danger.
当你被危险围困的时候
，Who is the one that David looks to？
大卫向谁仰望呢
？It's not to man。
他不仰望人。
He looks to God。
他仰望神。
More importantly, to the Lord。
最重要，他仰望耶和华。
Because he knows that Jehovah will keep his word。
因为他知道耶和华会保守他的言语。
And what was the problem that David was facing that he had to cry, "Save, Lord"?
大卫面临了什么困难？他要求告耶和华说：“耶和华啊，求你帮助。”
We are told here for the godly man ceases.
我们原因在第一节可以找到，他说：“因虔诚人断绝了。”
The word ceases here has the understanding of coming to an end. It is as though that the godly man no longer exists upon this earth.
断绝了，就告诉我们，就好比虔诚人在这个世界上不再存在了。
A godly man is someone in which you can see the characteristics of God in him.
一个虔诚人，我们可以看到神的性格在他身上。
Just as God is holy, the man is holy.
这神是圣洁的，这个人也过圣洁的生活。
Just as God is love, this man is also full of love.
上帝是爱，这个人也充满了爱。
Just like God is truth, this man will be truthful in everything that he does.
上帝是真理，这个人在行事为人上都是真的。
Just like how God is just, this man will also be just.
因为神是公义的，这个人也是公义公平的。
And you would think that in the reign of David, who is a good king.
你认为在大卫做王的时候，他是一个良善的国王。
You would expect the kingdom to be filled with godly people.
你会认为他的国度会充满了很多属神的人。
But apparently not.
但是显然不是这样。
Here he says, "Save Lord for the godly man Caesar."
因为大卫的祷告说，耶和华，求你帮助虔诚人断绝了。
I look to find one who is like a Christian. I cannot find.
我尝试找一个像基督徒的人，一个虔诚人，我找不到。
For the faithful fail from among the children of men.
因为世人中间的忠信人没有了。
The word fail points to the faithful really disappearing from sight, vanishing.
这里告诉我们，第一节后半部，忠信人没有了，就是忠信人都消失了。
When the church community meets like now.
当教会的会友聚集在这里，好像今天这样。
We thank God that when we look to the left, we look to the right, we see people who adhere to the scriptures.
我们在我们左边、右边都可以看到那些遵守神话语的人。
But sometimes when we go out into the world, you may meet with situations whereby you do not find any Christians.
但是有时我们在世界上生活，我们可以发现我们周遭的人都不是基督徒。
And even those who profess to be Christians, they behave in such a wicked and evil way, you really wonder whether they are Christians.
那有些人自称为基督徒，但是他的行为举止却是非常败坏的，你不禁怀疑他到底是不是基督徒。
And because you try to live like a Christian, you are persecuted.
因为你尝试过一个基督徒应该过的生活，他们就逼迫你。
And how do they persecute you?
他们怎么逼迫你呢?
How did they persecute David?
他们怎么逼迫大卫呢?
Well, one of the ways that they can persecute you is by words.
其中一个方法就是通过他们的话。
And that is exactly what they use against David and the faithful people of those days.
那么当时候他们就是用他们的话来对抗大卫和那些虔诚的人。
Not swords.
不是用剑。
Not arrows.
不是用剑，尖的剑。第一个是两刃的剑，第一个是弓射出来的剑。
Not any type of physical weapons.
不是任何的一种手拿的武器。
But words.
而是用话语、言语。
They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor.
他们对他们的邻舍说谎。
Now when we talk about neighbor here, 邻舍 I think.
邻舍，这里说到的邻舍。
Does not just mean your neighbor, as in the Chinese we use the word 邻居。
不是说我们说住在我们隔壁的邻居这样的解释。
But refers to anyone that a person may encounter in his life.
这里的邻舍就是我们在生活中会遇到的那些人。
David observed everyday occurrences.
那么大卫就观察了每一天发生的事。
And what he saw is that the people were speaking vanity, everyone to each other.
那么他就发现到了人们对邻舍说谎，他们的话都是嘴唇油滑的。
Vanity refers to words that are worthless.
他们所说的话是没有价值的。
What do you mean by worthless?
何谓没有价值呢？
It means that when they speak,It will only result in evil, it will not result in good.
就是说他们所说的话会产生邪恶，不会产生好。
You want to find any value in what they are saying, you cannot find. It will only cause damage.
你根本在他们的言语当中找不到任何好的、良善的。
And the way they say it is very deceptive.
而且他们在说的时候也是有带着欺骗的意思。
They do not come to you and say, look, I'm going to kill you.
他们并不会告诉你我要杀了你。
With that kind of fierce look.
不是带着很凶残的脸这样说。
They come to you with a smiling face.
他们带着一个微笑的脸到来。
You are not even suspecting anything.
你根本不怀疑任何的东西。
With flattering lips and with a double tongue do they speak.
第二节说，这些人讲话的时候是嘴唇油滑，心口不一。
The word flattering lips refer to words that are very smooth and nice sounding.
这嘴唇油滑就是从这样的口出来的话呢，是听起来是很好听的。
And that's why in the Chinese translation is 油滑。
所以我们中文圣经就翻译为油滑。
Smooth words, very nice sounding that can put you at ease.
令你感到非常舒适的一些言语。
And why are they called flattering lips?
为什么称这样的嘴唇是嘴唇油滑的呢？
Because they may sound nice, but they are not true.
因为他们可能听起来很好听，但是却不是发自内心的。
It's like, for example, somebody come to me and say, "Preacher, you're very tall."
就好像有人告诉我，周传道你好高哦。
You are tall, dark, and handsome.
你又高又黑又好看。
I'd be very scared.
我会很害怕。
Because this will be the first time somebody has called me tall. I'm very sure I'm not tall.
因为这将会是第一次有人称我为高，我很肯定我不高。
But so you call a person tall when he's not tall. That's flattery.
那当一个人不高，你却说他很高的时候，这样就是奉承了。
When the person is not handsome and you say you are handsome, that is also flattery.
当一个人长得不好看，你却说他很帅，那也是一种奉承的话。
But that is what the people would try to do.
而当时的大卫时候的这些人都是这样做的。
They would say, "Oh, you are very intelligent."
他们会说，哦，你非常的聪明。
Oh, you are very clever.
你非常有智慧。
You are a great visionary.
你是一个很有意象的一个人。
And everything that you do, everything that you touch turns to gold.
你所碰触的一切都会变成黄金。
And then you say, "Wow, this person is so nice to me."
那么你会说，讲这样的话的人对我非常好。
But actually, they have a double heart.
但是他们是心口不一的。
Literally, it means a heart and a heart here.
在原文就是一个心和一个心的意思。
In front of you, they try and present one type of heart.
就是在你面前，他们所展现给你看的是一种心。
As though they are for you.
好像他们是处处为你着想的。
But actually, behind your back, they are against you.
但是在你背后，他们是对抗你的。
And when you least expect it,
当你万万想不到的时候
，they slander you.
他们就会重伤你。
They backstab you.
在后面攻击你。
And they kill you with their words.
甚至用他们的话来杀了你。
Do we not see this very often in the world?
我们在这世界上不是常常看到这样一回事吗？
And more so if you are a Christian.
在这样的事情你会遇到更多，如果你是基督徒的话。
Because the people of the world simply do not like Christ.
因为这世界上的人不喜欢基督。
And they want to bring you down because they cannot bring down Christ who is in heaven, but they can bring you down who represent Christ here on earth.
他们不能使到基督跌倒，因为基督在天堂，但是他们却要你来跌倒，因为你代表了基督。
And so, they will try to kill you with their words.
所以他们就用他们的言语来杀了你。
This is the nature of man's word as revealed by the Holy Scriptures.
所以圣经告诉我们，人的话的特性就在这里了。
But what will happen to their words?
那么他们的话语会发生什么事呢？
Verse 3 tells us that the Lord shall, and here when you say shall cut off means the Lord will definitely cut off all flattering lips.
圣经第三节告诉我们，凡油滑的嘴唇、夸大的舌头，耶和华必要剪除。
You think God is blind to all the words which you speak to the saints and against him?
你认为神对你对那些虔诚的信徒所说的话忽视吗？
He is God.
他是神。
And God is all-knowing and all-present.
神是无所不在、无所不知的。
And He's also all-powerful.
他也是无所不能的一个神。
He is not blind to all, or neither is He deaf to all the words that are spoken every day.
他清清楚楚地知道每一天人们口里所说的话。
What you and I speak, He knows.
你和我所说的，他知道。
What people speak to us, He also knows.
别人对我们说的话，他也知道。
Yeah, even what we think in our minds and our hearts, He also knows.
甚至我们的在我们脑海里所想的，他也知道。
And you think He will not judge?
你认为他不会审判吗？
The scripture tells us he will.
圣经告诉我们他会的。
The Lord shall indeed cut off all flattering lips.
他说耶和华必要剪除这些油滑的嘴唇。
How the Lord will cut off is not told to us here.
圣经并没有告诉我们耶和华怎么样剪除这些油滑的嘴唇。
Perhaps it could be by sickness.
可能是通过疾病。
Perhaps it could be by an accident.
可能是通过一场意外。
Perhaps the judgment may not occur here even in our time, but it may occur in the future before the great white throne judgment.
可能审判不在现阶段，是在将来，在那个白色大宝座的审判的时候。
No matter what happens, you cannot avoid the judgment of God.
不管发生什么事，你绝对不能够逃离上帝的审判。
So the Lord says, I will surely judge.
神说我必要审判。
Why so?
为什么这样呢？
Because in verse 4, this is what they say. Look at the kind of words that comes out of men's mouth.
因为我们来从第四节可以看到人们从嘴里所说的。
Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own, who is Lord over us?
他们曾说我们必能以舌头得胜，我们的嘴唇是我们自己的，谁能做我们的主呢？
In other words, they say, my tongue is very powerful.
换句话说，他们是说我的舌头非常强而已。
With my tongue, I can overcome any obstacle in the way.
用我的嘴唇，我就能够克服一切障碍了。
And sometimes it is true, isn't it?
有时候的确是这样。
You see, some people they have the gift of the gab.
有些人口齿非常伶俐。
And with the gift of the gab, they can solve many problems.
因为他们口齿伶俐，他们就能够解决很多问题。
And so these people say, with our tongue will we prevail?
所以这些人说，用我们的嘴唇，我们就能够得胜。
My tongue will give me strength.
我的舌头会给我力量。
And moreover, it's not the tongue belong to me.
更何况舌头不是我自己的吗？
I am master over my own tongue.
我是我的舌头的主。
Who can control my tongue?
谁能够掌管我的舌头呢？
Only me.
只有我自己。
Who gives you right to tell me what to say?
谁给你这个权柄来告诉我要怎么说什么？
And this sounds very familiar, isn't it?
这听起来非常熟悉。
We live in a world that upholds free speech.
我们活在这世界上，人人都提倡我们有言论的自由。
And sometimes people say, "Oh, I want freedom of speech. The media cannot be controlled."
有些人说媒体是不能被控制的，因为我们要有言论的自由。
Do you believe in free media?
你相信媒体不能够被控制吗？
If you really bring free media to its conclusion, then what you will see will be like verse 4.
如果我们真的让媒体这样的有这样的自由呢？结论就是像第四节所提到的
，Everybody will speak what he wants.
每个人就说他们想说的。
And you cannot control his lips.
你不能控制他的。
And the world will be chaotic.
这世界就会一片混乱了。
Everybody will be killing one another with their words.
每个人就用自己的话来伤害别人，杀害别人。
And so therefore be very careful when people say that, oh, no, we want to promote so-called free media.
所以我们要很小心，如果有人要提倡媒体要有自由。
Sure, you talk about free media, and it is true that everybody has a certain right to speak.
对，我们说到要有媒体的自由，每个人在某一方面来说，某一个程度来说是有发言的自由的。
But not the way the free media is trying to promote.
但不是人们所要提倡的那一种。
I'm not talking here from the political sense.
我不是在以政治的立场这样说的。
I'm talking from a theological sense.
我是以神学的立场
这样说的。You are going to see chaos in the world.
你会看到世界一片混乱。
Sin will abound.
莫罪会加增。
Lies will abound.
人们的谎言也会加增。
Slander will abound.
背后毁谤重伤人的也会加增。
And this is what they say, we are our own Lord over our mouth. Nobody can stop us. Who are you, God?
这里是他们说的，他说我们是我们舌头的主。主，你到底是谁呢？
Are you trying to be our master?
耶和华，你是否要做我们的主吗？
Are you trying to control our lips?
你要控制我们的言语吗？
All the more we will use our lips against you, God.
我们更加要用我们的话来对抗你。
We will use our words against you.
我们用我们的话来与你对抗。
Every one of our words will be in rebellion against what you have said in the Holy Scriptures.
我们的每一句话呢，都是要与你的在圣经里提到的话语是对抗的。
We are the masters.
我们才是我们的主人。
And so the Lord says, This is the first reason why I will make sure I will cut off the lips.
所以主说这是第一个理由，为什么神会把他们剪除。
The second reason, verse 5, for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise.
第一个理由是在第五节可以找到，耶和华说，因为困苦人的冤屈和贫穷人的叹息，我现在要起来。
The word oppression here refers is the strongest word for desolation and destruction that you can find in the Hebrew language.
这里所提到的冤屈呢，就是在希伯来文里可以，说是最极端的字眼来形容这样的一个状况。
And the sighing here is a very desperate sighing of that of a beggar.
这个叹息呢，是一个好像乞丐的叹息一样。
God cares for us.
神爱护我们。
And so therefore, the words, the evil words of men, God will surely judge.
所以神必会审判人的口中的败坏的言语。
You want to use words to destroy my people?
你要用你的言语来毁掉我的子民吗？
Then all the more, I will make sure I will set my people at safety.
那神说他要把他的子民安置在切木稳妥之地。
I have seen how they long for preservation.
我看到他们怎么样要求神来保守他们。
And I am not blind to their cries.
神并没有忽视他们的哀求。
So therefore, I will surely come.
所以神说他必会到来。
I on my own self will arise.
我自己要起来，耶和华这样说。
Because I love my people.
因为我爱我的子民。
And my word will stand.
我的话语必然长存。
I will make sure that every one of men's wicked words will fail.
我会确保人口中每一个败坏的言语都会失败。
I will destroy them.
我会把他们毁掉。
But what about my words?
那我的话语呢？
Why should you trust my words?
为什么你要相信我的话语？
Verse 6 to verse 8 talks about the perfection of God's words.
第六到第八节就让我们看到耶和华的言语的完全。
Why trust in God's words?
为什么要相信耶和华的言语呢？
Simply because God's word is perfect.
因为耶和华的言语是完全的。
Man's words will fail.
人的话语是会失败的。
But God's words will never fail.
耶和华的言语永不失败。
Verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
第六节告诉我们，耶和华的言语是纯净的言语，如同银子在泥炉中炼过七次。
And please take note that it's not the word of the Lord, but the words of the Lord.
这里英文圣经的原理呢，是用复数来描述的。
Telling the emphasis is on every single word that is of the Lord.
强调的就是耶和华口所说的每一个字，每一个言语。
Every single word of the Lord, you want to look for error, you want to look for evil, you want to look for wickedness, you cannot find it.
在耶和华所说的每一个言语当中呢，你要找出任何的错误，任何的败坏，你都找不到。
They are absolutely pure.
他们是全然纯净的。
How pure?
纯净到什么程度呢？
Just like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
就好像银子在泥炉中炼过七次这样的纯净。
How you purify gold is by putting it through a furnace, and then when it becomes liquid, you take out all the impurities.
我们要使银子纯净呢，就是在泥炉中把它烧了，当它变成液体的时候，再把那些渣子拿出来。
And usually you will only need to do it once.
通常你只需要做一次
，at most twice，
最多两次。
But here is seven times。
这里告诉你，耶和华的话语是被炼过七次这么多。
The emphasis is that it is perfectly pure。
他所要强调的是，它是全然纯净的。
The world can only give you 99.99% gold。
世界上的人只能给你99.9%的纯度的黄金。
But God tells us, my words, plural, are perfectly pure, 100% gold。
而耶和华说他的言语复数都是全然纯净的，比那些黄金更为纯净。
Because every word comes from a perfect God.
因为耶和华的言语是纯净，因为来自一个圣洁的上帝。
Every jot, every tittle is God breathed.
每一点每一话都是神所默示的。
Now take note, when we talk about the words here, we are not referring to English or Chinese words.
这里说到耶和华的言语不是指中文或者英文。
We are talking about Hebrew, Greek and Aramaic words.
我们是在讲圣经原文的希伯来文、希腊文和亚兰文。
Because when when the Lord spoke to Moses, I don't think he spoke in English, isn't it?
因为当耶和华与摩西说话的时候，肯定他不是用英语。
Neither do I think that he's speaking in Mandarin.
我也不认为他是用华语。
But he spoke in Hebrew.
他用希伯来话说。
So Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic.
所以是希伯来话、希腊文
and,
和亚兰文。
And the duty of translators is to make sure that every word is faithfully translated.
所以一个圣经的翻译者的责任就是把每一个词很忠心的翻译出来。
And so that is why in Tabernacle BP Church, the English congregation used the best translation available, that is the King James translation for the English.
所以在我们读信圣经长老会帐幕堂，我们英文部是用最好的翻译本，就是雅各王钦定本。
And for the Mandarin congregation, what is the best translation available in the Mandarin, which is the 和合本 or the CUV?
我们中文部就用最好的翻译本，就是和合本了。
But if these words are only pure in the past, and along the way, the words are not preserved, then what is the point?
但是如果神的原理在以前是纯净的，但是并没有被保存，那有什么意思呢？
That's why you have in verse 7, Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever.
所以在第七节我们就看到，耶和华啊，你必保护他们，你必保佑他们永远脱离这世代的人。
Now,the question is the word them, right? What does it refer to?
那问题在于他们到底是指什么呢？
If you look at the English, it's just simply them, 他。
那么在英文圣经呢是他，中文圣经是他们。
And so in the Chinese, you realize that it's 他们 which is seem to point to the people.
中文圣经翻译他们好像是指人这样。
Pointing to the people of God.
是指上帝的子民。
And if you look at the word you for the Chinese, you realize that the left side of the word you is the symbol for man.
在中文他们那个边呢是人字边，是指人的边。
So is it referring to the people or the words? Why is it that this preacher seemed to point and say that it refers to the words?
到底是讲上帝的子民还是讲上帝的言语呢？
You have to understand that when it comes for the English translation, it's looking at the near view.
我们要明白在英文翻译的时候是他们
looking at the immediate context.
他们是在看当中内容的意思。
While for the Mandarin translation, they are looking at the distant view.
而英文对不起，而中文的翻译呢，他们的视野是比较放远一点的。
If you look at verse 6, you realize that in the immediate context, it's the words of the Lord, isn't it?
我们可以在诗篇十篇看到，看第六节就很清楚看到，这内容是谈到耶和华的言语。
So what David was saying is this, not only are the words of the Lord pure, but they are kept pure through all ages.
所以大卫在这里说，不止耶和华的言语是纯净的，他的话语也一直被保存为纯净。
Every jot and tittle of it is kept pure in all ages, and they do not change.
他的每一点话语的每一点每一话都是保持纯净的，都没有改变到。
Man's words may change.
人的话会改变。
And oftentimes they do.
常常我们的话会改变。
But God's word will never change.
但是上帝的话永远都不改变的。
God will make sure that He will keep them, and God will make sure that will preserve them from this generation forever.
所以神必保护他们，保佑他们，就是他的言语永远脱离这世代的人。
The first word keep talks about the extent to which God will go on to keep His words.
第一个保护呢，就告诉我们神会保护他的话语到什么程度。
He will guard them like a bodyguard.
他会守卫他们，好像一个守卫这样子。
The second word preserve talks about the preciousness of the words in which he is guarding.
这个保佑呢，就告诉了我们他所守卫的这个是何等宝贵的话语。
Just like how somebody would keep something precious in a treasure box.
就好像我们会有人会把很珍贵的东西放在宝箱一样。
And so God's words, why will God keep His words?
那么为什么耶和华会保护保佑他的言语呢？
Because they are precious to Him and to His people.
因为他的言语是对他来说非常宝贵，对他的子民来说也是宝贵的。
In fact, the second word them, the second them in verse 7 tells us not only them, but can be translated also as every one of them.
那么在第七节这一部分，你必保佑他们，所指的是他们每一个人。
And every one of them, even to the slightest iota, to the slightest jot and tittle.
他们的对不起是这个言语的每一部分，甚至在到微小的那一点一画。
Let me give you an example.
让我给大家举一个例子。
One English, one Mandarin.
一个英文的例子，一个中文的例子。
English.Tie, right? T-I-E. If I remove the word, for the word tea, if I remove the center portion of the word tea, what does it become? It becomes not tie, but lie, isn't it?
那么在英文字呢，这个领带呢，只需要把那个 T 的中间那个移走呢，就变成谎言了。
For the Chinese, 中文中, if I take away the center portion of 中, it's no longer 中, it becomes 口。
那么中文把中间那一画呢，拿走呢，就变成口了。
The word, the meaning totally changed, isn't it?
所以意思就全然改变了。
So if God doesn't even preserve His word to the jot and tittle, what does that make God's word to be?
所以神保守他的话语，他会保守他们到一点一画都会保留下来。
The message of God's word can change.
神的话语的信息可以改变。
The judgments of God's words can change.
神的话语的审判可以改变。
God's promises can also change.
神的应许可以改变。
So today God says, I will preserve my people. What gives me the guarantee that in the future God will preserve all His people?
如果是这样的话，今天神说他会保守我们，我们怎能有这个确据他会这样做呢？
But because I know that God will preserve all His words, they are kept pure through all ages. Therefore, I can trust in His promise to preserve me.
但是我知道神会一直保持保守他的话语全然纯净，所以我就可以信靠他，他必会保守我。
And that's why in the Chinese translation you have 他们。
所以这为什么在我们中文圣经就会有翻译成他们这个
字。Because in the Mandarin congregation, the word 他们 is the application of verse 7.
因为中文圣经这个他们呢，其实是在解释这一段经文。
Because every one of God's word is preserved, so God's people can trust God to preserve every one of them.
因为神保护保佑他的话语，所以我们也可以相信神必会保护和保佑我们。
And this is very necessary.
这是非常需要的。
Because if you look at verse 8, the wicked walk on every side.
因为第八节告诉我们，下流人在世上升高。
When the lawless men are exalted.
就有恶人到处游行。
The wicked walk on every side. This tells us that everywhere we are surrounded by wicked people, they continue to persecute Christians, and they will continue ever to persecute Christians. They will not stop.
恶人到处游行，就告诉我们，基督徒会一直的受到逼害。他们这些恶人不会停止这样做。
And then the violence man and exalted also tells us that they will continue to be promoted. They will continue to be empowered.
下流人在世人中升高，告诉我们这些下流人他们会继续的升官。
And they will use their words to do so.
他们会用他们的话来这么做。
And so our trust in God's word is put to the test.
这样的话，我们对神的信靠呢就受到试探了。
Which one will you trust, man's words or God's words?
你信靠神的话还是信靠人的话呢？
If you are God's people, you must trust God.
如果你是上帝的子民，你就要来信靠神。
Because these words, they are kept pure throughout ages. They are pure and not one word is lost.
因为神一直保存他的话语，让他们都是纯净的。
And this is the basis for the preservation of God's people throughout all ages.
这也是为什么上帝的子民会被保存，我们是以这个为根基的。
But you say, wait, preacher.
你说等一等传道人。
But aren't there many Christians who died in the past?
但是在以前不是很多基督徒都死了吗？
Even during the Reformation period?
甚至在宗教改革时期。
Didn't God promise to preserve them? Why did they die?
神不是应许他会保守他们吗？为什么他们会死呢？
Originally, one of the songs wanted to be sung was Faith of the Fathers.
原来一首歌我们要唱是先贤之信。
And inside that song, you will see that many of the fathers were martyred for the faith.
但是我们看到在这首歌里，很多先贤都因为他们对神的信心殉道了。
It seems like God didn't fulfill His word to preserve them, right?
好像神并没有完成他的话语来保守他们。
That is where we must understand what it means by God preserving His word.
这里我们就要明白到底何谓神会保守他的话语。
And to preserve his people, rather.
神会保守他的子民。
When he talks about God preserving his people, it doesn't mean that God's people will not receive trouble. It doesn't mean God's people will not be thrown to jail. Yeah, it doesn't even mean that God's people will not be killed.
那当我们说到神会保护我们，并不代表我们不会遭受到患难，或者我们需要去做监牢，甚至丢掉我们的生命。
But what it means is that God will preserve the Christian all the way until he fulfills God's appointed will for him.
而是说神会一直的保守我们，直到我们完成他为我们所定下的我们应该做的。
And God will use the Christian to glorify his name.
神也会用基督徒来荣耀他自己的名。
And once that work is done, God will take the Christian home.
当我们完成我们这样的工作的时候，神就把我们带回天家。
And nobody can touch us in heaven.
在天国的时候就没有人能够伤害我们了。
But what about the evil man?
那些恶人呢?
What about those who say evil words?
那些说恶言的呢?
God will judge them.
神会审判他们的。
And that is how we ought to understand God's preservation.
我们就要以这样的理解来明白什么样叫神会保佑我们。
But ironically, today, there are Christians who does not hold to the preservation of God's word.
但是相当具讽刺性的，现在有基督徒却不相信神的话语是被保守住的。
They say that God's word, some words are lost.
他们说神的话语当中有一些已经遗失了。
And these are people who claim to be theologians.
而这些人自称自己是神学家。
I have in my book, I have in my hand one book that comes with a very deceptive title. It says one Bible only question mark.
我手上这本书的题目是一本圣经而已吗？有一个问号。
And about 10 years ago, this was distributed in the Bible Presbyterian churches in Singapore.
大概十年前呢，在我们笃信圣经长老会呢，这本书就广为流传。
And what does this book say?
这本书到底说什么呢？
This book says, oh, we Christians, some we may have lost some words from the Bible.
这本书说，作者说到我们基督徒上帝的一些话，某一些话已经遗失了。
And he says the Westminster Confession of Faith, which was written in 1647, teaches a new doctrine.
他说1647年写成的威斯敏斯特信条呢，他教导了一个新的教义。
The teaching that says God's word is kept pure in all ages.
因为那个教义教导了我们，神的话也是保留纯净的。
This is furthest from the truth, as can be seen from Psalm 12.
这是不真的，不真实的。
This is actually an old teaching, or old attack that came out from the time of the Reformation.
这是以前在宗教改革时期已经有了这样的一个攻击。
When the reformers wanted to defend the Bible,
当那些改革者要捍卫圣经的时候。
One of the principles they say is sola scriptura.
他们其中的一个信条就是唯有圣经。
And so the Roman Catholics were not happy.
所以罗马天主教很不高兴。
And in one of their councils, the Councils of Trent.
那么在他们其中的一个会议的时候。
Written about 1545 to 46.
大概在1547。
1545。
对不起，1545到1546期间。
They say that, oh, this Bible,It's no authority.
他们说这本圣经不是有权威的。
Because there are mistakes in the Bible today.
因为他说今天圣经里面有错误。
Some words are lost.
有一些字与词已经遗失了。
And the reformers fought so hard to say, no, this is not true.
那些宗教改革家为这个而争斗说这不是真的。
And today the Bible Presbyterian Church, instead of remembering the Reformation,
今天笃信圣经长老会没有这样记得这些先贤所做的一切。
But instead is pursuing defamation.
他们反而过来要毁掉。
What Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church believes is the Westminster Confession of Faith.
我们今天我们教会所信仰的，我们高举的就是威斯敏斯特信条所说的。
And in that confession, it says that God's word is kept pure.Through all ages.
因为那个信条说的，上帝的话语是在这么多个世纪以来都被保留纯净的。
And we will not depart from this position, not because it is only found in the Westminster Confession of Faith.
我们之所以一直持守这样的一个信念，不只是因为它是在威斯敏斯特的信条里面，
but it's also found in God's word，
而是它是可以在圣经里面找到的。
And it's a teaching of the scriptures.
这原本就是上帝话语所教导我们的。
Because if God does not preserve His word,
因为如果神没有保守他的话语的话，
how do we expect Him to preserve His people?
他怎么会保守我们这些他的子民呢？
And this is the same attack that has been going on since the beginning during the time of Adam. Satan has attacked God's word.
从亚当那个时代呢，撒旦也同样用这样的一个计谋来攻击神的话语。
In the Reformation, he has attacked God's word.
在宗教改革时期也是这样做。
And then and now even in the 21st century, he is also attacking God's word.
甚至在现在，他也这样子的来攻击上帝的话语。
We must stand firm.
我们要在神的话语上屹立不倒。
But not just stand firm with regards to this, but every day of our life, we are being tested.
不只是这样，我们在生活中的每一天都会面临一些试验、试探。
Because every day people will try and tell you, trust my word instead of the Bible.
因为每一天人都会来告诉你，相信我的话，不要相信圣经的话。
Look, this is the best way to make money. Just follow my ways. Don't follow the Bible's ways, and then you will be prosperous.
这些人会告诉你，让我告诉你，这是唯一致富的方法，不要根据圣经这么做，要根据我的方法。
See, when you raise up, when you take a job, right? You very soon, at a certain age, you have to retire, right?
因为当你在做某一份工的时候，到了一个年纪，你就要退休了。
Don't you need a big sum of money?
你不是需要一笔庞大的金钱吗？
Just compromise this once. Don't follow the Bible, and then you will have enough money until you retire.
就这么一次，不要根据圣经，你做出某方面的妥协，你就会有一大笔钱了。
And you will have enough for your children.
你甚至会留下一笔可观数目。
Your HDB flat will be paid for.
你可以完全付清你的贷款。
Yeah, maybe you want to move to a condominium.
你甚至可以搬到公寓去住。
Yeah, don't you dream of that?
这不是你所梦想的吗？
Just follow my word, don't follow God's word.
根据我的话做，不要根据上帝的话。
These are tests.
这些就是我们所要面临的考验。
Every day,
每一天,
God's words versus man's word, which one will you choose?
神的话还是人的话，你会选择哪一种呢？
Let us always choose the old-fashioned way, the Bible.
让我们永远都会选择来跟随神的话。
The Bible, which is God's words.
圣经是神的话，我们要跟随它。
The Bible, which is God's word, in which we know in every book.
我们知道在圣经里的每一本书。
In every chapter,
每一章,
in every verse,
在每一节里面,
in every word,
在每一个词,
in every syllable,
每一个音节,
in every letter,
每一个字母,
is the voice of God.
都是上帝的声音。
Let us not forget.
让我们确切不要忘记。
May we stick on to the old-fashioned way of the Reformation.
让我们持守这个宗教改革的这个古老的精神。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Most glorious Father in heaven,
我们荣耀天上的父。
How we pray that you will keep us in the old-fashioned way.
我们祷告你会保守我们在这古老的信念而行。
The old-fashioned way of thy scriptures.
是根据你的话语而这样做的。
And thy scriptures alone.
而只是唯有根据你的话语。
Help us not to depart from thy word.
帮助我们不要离开你的话语。
But to fully trust in thee and the Lord Jesus Christ.
而完完全全的来信靠你，并且信靠我们的主耶稣基督。
The world may try to harm us.
这世界上的人可能要伤害我们。
The world may try to persuade us to go according to their words.
可能要说服我们来跟随他们的话。
But strengthen our faith.
但是我们求你巩固我们的信心。
That we may always trust in thee.
让我们永远的都信靠你。
This is our earnest cry today as we remember the Reformation.
这是我们今天热切的祷告，当我们在纪念宗教改革的时候。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.